Welcome to the Midweek Tug. Bring your own towel.
I guess he just took the introduction right out of our mouths.
I like it.
Hey, everybody, I'm Tony.
I'm Bear.
And we're the Unrefined Guys, and as you just heard, we are at a critical point in the week.
It's the Midweek Tug.
It is Tug time.
Tug time.
Stop. Tug your time. You don't want to play... we could put that to like a disco. Like a disco thing?
Yeah.
But then it'd probably just sound like cheap porn music.
brown cow.
Is there expensive porn music? I mean, I don't...
They didn't have a budget to speak of.
They just used 8 tracks.
They had some bass player, 70s bass player in the background. Bow, bow, boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop. All I can think of is Seinfeld now. As we said, it's the Midweek Tug. We try to do everything in our power to stay away from politics.
Much as possible.
We really try. And if we do, we just stick our fat toe in it or something. It'll just be a real quick, kind of like a tug.
Yeah.
Anything cool for you starting this week? Nothing? Anything?
New job.
What a gig you turned out to get,
I know,
man.
Right?
I wanted to sign up, and they're like, well, you only have this much driving experience, so you can only work part-time. Because I don't have a CDL.
Yeah, I get paid a little bit.
Can you tell them? Is there like stuff you can or can't say?
All I can do is a basic general Fisher Price. I can't tell you the company, but I get to test vehicles that are pre-production. So
I guess if I understood it correctly in a nutshell, it's kind of like you work for this company and you're going to go out and do these things with these vehicles, and the information you provide is what goes on the sticker in the window, right?
Not just the sticker on the window.
Right.
We also help with the comfort of the vehicle.
Oh, so it's overall.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was just like miles per hour or something.
Miles per gallon. Yeah, we do all that also.
Cool.
We are the company that basically sets that standard, so when it see the sticker on the window and suggested miles per gallon.
Oh, gotcha, yeah, gotcha.
It came off of what testing we did.
Hell of a gig to get if you can get one,
right?
I've been dying for this job all my life.
I can't get one. I always wanted to be a test pilot, but apparently they want you to be able to actually fly
and be willing to kill yourself.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you know those commercials where it says,
oh, look, it's got
professional driver on a closed course.
That'd be my luck. I'd be like, I'm going to take this turn quick. God, how'd you get here?
For those of you don't see her, but producer
Karen's in the back.
She's like behind the camera.
She's like that voice from above.
Hello.
Can you imagine? Think about this for a minute.
If we could do effects on her voice, that'd have been hilarious.
So Bill Cosby.
What the fuck are you going?
I just had to let that hang there. He used to have this bit that he did. Now, here's the funniest thing about Bill Cosby, okay? First and foremost, when I thought of Bill Cosby as a kid, I didn't think of him just as Dr. Huxtable.
No.
I also thought of him as a comedian.
Yes.
Yes.
And
we knew him before he was Dr.
Right.
Huxtable.
He was one of the first comedians that I ever had that I first saw on stage.
Yeah.
And he was, I think I was 6, maybe 7. I was young. It was one of his first releases to album, like a stand-up special, except the weird part was
the name of it, but yeah,
the whole time he was sitting down.
Yep.
And one of the jokes that he talks about in his bit is Noah from the biblical age.
Noah
is, out in his field doing whatever they did back in the biblical days, but, killing sheep or I don't know what he was doing. And God speaks out to Noah and tells him to build an ark. And can you imagine back then, like no technology at all?
Right.
You're out there doing your thing, building the shed or, picking up eggs or sheep, herding your sheep, whatever they did. And all of a sudden you're Noah.
What the?
Could you imagine? You'd be like, what the hell was that? Noah, build an ark. What? It's not going to rain. We live in the desert. Noah? Yes? Build an ark. Who is this? Yeah, I mean, he does the bit. It's an amazing bit. And then,
nowadays you'd think you're on a
you ate the mushroom wrong or something,
Yeah.
Or too much of it. As we're finding our comfort space, producer Karen, you know, she's often...
I would
she's
wave always, to you, but they don't have a camera.
She'd anymore. Always be a voice, but when you do just a podcast, it's all we all were was voices.
We were just voices.
So in, we did our Friday episode, was our debut on Rumble, and thanks to you all, it's doing fairly well.
Yeah, it's doing pretty good.
For those of you who are still listening to the podcast, check us out on Rumble. Just go in there and type the Unrefined Guys. Can't miss us. And watch if you have time to watch the show. And do all the things that you're supposed to do with videos, like the video, share the video, subscribe to the channel,
paper airplane,
yeah. Put your right arm in, do all that stuff. You know, make sure you like us. Also, check out all of our socials, follow us on there, and share the show with your friends.
Yeah.
Share the audio version, share the video version. Let everybody know it's the only way people are going to know we're out there, because we are not marketing geniuses and don't know how to do any of that
no.
shit. So we implore you to help us. I think I got all that out of the way.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, so you got Noah behind the scenes building this arc. Well, we have Karen behind the scenes. She's the producer, and she has decided that from our filming of Monday's episode, she was going to make some tweaks. And as she was making the tweaks, I thought, you know what?
She's made some tweaks.
Yeah. Like, it's really difficult for me because normally when Bear and I talk, Bear sits way over there and we just sit and have a conversation.
We get to look at each other.
Now we have a conversation with you and we have to practice looking at
the camera.
The camera. Yeah. And it's been difficult, especially when he and I get really involved in a conversation. Yeah. We're eye contact people. And so it's been a challenge that we're getting used to.
That's the only way I could read to make sure you're not fucking with me.
Right. So Karen made some adjustments. It works really well. But as we were prepping to do the midweek tug, I remembered that way back when we first started, and as Bear was warming up to the idea of video, he came in one day as we were getting ready to record, and he just had this grin. And I mean, it was ear to ear grin. And he pulls out a couple of things. He had a microphone cord, I think. That was when you bought the arms, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he bought some new microphone arms. And then he's like, and I couldn't help myself. He pulls out this sign back here, right? And I thought, oh, my God, that's cool. But now I got to tell him. About 2 weeks prior, I had ordered one also. So we're definitely using them. We're going to use this one here for as long as we can. And until we figure out what exactly we're going to do as far as studio, right now this is the living room. And at some point, like we've been doing this since May of last year, at some point the wife is going to go, I want my living room back on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we're going to start working on figuring out how to put together a small studio that we can sit at, be in the same places, and get ourselves put together in a way that's still comfortable and figures out a way that we can actually look at each other when we're talking instead of turning our profiles, because now somebody's going to draw caricature pictures of you and I, and I'm terrified to see what they would make on mine stand out. So
if you saw our logo, which you did at the opening, those are caricatures. Yeah, those
caricature drawings.
Yeah, that's that.
AI made those. The fascinating part with those was Karen started that process a little bit.
Yeah.
She then shows it to her sister, who says, "Oh wait, I got something." Mm-hmm. And it took her maybe a couple hours to really.
Well, when her sister started working on it, it took her about 4 hours.
Yeah,
total time.
And all of that was done with AI.
Yeah.
And, you know, making, you know, tweaks here and there and just describing us. She did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
That's why it's getting us. So
that's why it's stuck. I don't believe
that there will ever be, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, unless, of course, I lose a limb, like my neck or my head or an ear.
I guess a neck would technically be a limb, wouldn't it?
It would be a tough thing to get without. I think we keep that piece of it. Now, if we make changes along the way, I like that central focal
point. Yeah.
For two reasons. A, it looks amazing.
It did,
It makes us look attractive.
Between Karen and her sister, that logo came out awesome.
And that's the key part for me is that they put so much work into it. There's no way I would want to get rid of that piece of it. Now, if we did, something different with the circle and the neon, I might be open to it. But I like our logo just the way it is.
Yeah, me too.
And the funny part is we had never even talked about what we would do for a logo.
No, it was her.
Karen and her creativity just kind of said, hey, what do you think of this? And we kind of went, damn.
Well, the first one she came up with was just like then it was just a microphone and it just had a logo. It didn't have faces in it.
It was purple background. Yeah. I've got it. You know what? I'll put it up on the screen somewhere over here.
In here.
We're going to figure this all out and then we're going to make ourselves feel like we're smart when we really know we're not. But you know what I could? This is the logo he's referring to.
There you go.
And then we'll just put it on top of my hand.
There you go.
Or something like that.
Well, you'll do that.
I'll try. I'll try.
If it's not there, you're going to get called out.
I'd probably get called out anyway. Okay. I put a butt plug in our very first video episode, so there's got to be something going on with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that was a weird story, but at the same time, it was hilarious.
I think of some deep things sometimes.
No pun intended.
Yeah, at all. At all. So a new job starts this coming, so you're what, 3 days into it now?
Yeah, about now. About that.
Boring yet?
Maybe.
Oh, wait, no, you're not a millennial. Never mind.
No, this is a dream job.
Well, heck yeah, to be able to drive around.
Yeah, pre-production.
Cool vehicles. Yeah.
And then they told me which vehicles, I can't say, but what brands we're testing first off the bat. I'm pretty excited. So.
Well, I mean, you showed me the pictures of how they kind of disguise them, and they don't do a really great job at disguising them other than you can't see logos or shapes. Right.
They do an okay job.
But I imagine if you're sitting in the vehicle, you probably can see some of the stuff. Well, I'm told. It's obvious.
Right off the bat.
Oh, are you? Okay. Yeah. Well, that would be a cool gig. Yeah. That'd be a cool gig.
You know, I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be fun, you know, when I actually get into it.
I think it will be. I think it would be.
I've been seeing more and more of those vehicles around Denver anyways.
Well, Denver is turned
You can tell what they are. They've got this funky wrap on them. Yeah. Like the whole car
zebra
is
wrapped. Yeah.
Zebra wrap?
Yeah.
Can't change the stripes on a zebra.
Well, it's supposedly, I don't know how true this is, because you look at photos of them with the zebra wrap, and they say that the zebra wrap is supposed to keep them from being able to tell what the vehicle is.
Right.
Because it messes up the picture.
Oh, because of the distortion?
I can see that.
What? No.
If you were to take a picture, I can see that it would.
Well, I know it messes with video. That is true, because I've seen videos of them going by, and it's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, one of them optical illusion things.
Well, no kidding. Test driving vehicles that are pre-production.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty cool.
Some say, and what goes into them, and
the only downside is you're not on a racetrack to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I know what you said.
I want to be the professional driver on a closed course. I don't get that part.
No. I know what she said, but I heard a rice track.
Oh,
like for what, rice stir fry? Dude, is that a Subaru?
Subaru. Yeah. No.
You know, in Monday's episode, we started down this path and somehow it got course corrected. But we're talking about accents and language. Yeah. And I got to thinking about, I don't remember who the comedian was. I just saw a reel or something from him the other day. And he was talking about how the British changed, and truly, if we're being honest, how we changed some of the British way of speaking, because we came here without that accent. And he had said something that I'd always kind of chuckled about, and that was a bowl of water. Like they take all the syllables or the consonants out of the words. And he's bringing up a bowl of water, and then somebody, you know, back and forth with some member of the audience, and this guy had a British accent, and the guy, you know, jokingly, it wasn't really truly a heckle. It was an exchange. And he said, you know, the audience member said something. And the comedian said, oh, well, tell us something that you guys seem to have better that we don't. And he said, dentists.
Ouch.
Why do you think that is? That we, not that they have, don't have dentists.
Why the British have bad teeth?
Yeah, generally.
They like soccer.
It's football.
I'm just saying.
I never understood that.
It could be baseball.
I've seen a couple.
What I'm talking about is the football hooligans.
Oh, yeah, where they. Yeah, but there's a lot of women that don't play soccer, football, whatever.
That's
and their
a good
teeth,
point.
I mean, and again, this is a stereotype, but
it is.
It's generally speaking, if somebody's got a bad grill, you could pretty much count on they're from London.
Yeah, well.
Ish.
to be honest, a lot of our rednecks here look worse than the British.
At least our folks have a reason for it. Meth is a hell of a drug, right? But I don't think the Brits tend to do a lot of meth.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was wondering if it was the water, because I worked in a real small town east of where we grew up, and I noticed, first and foremost, you know how I am with tap water. Excuse me. Yeah. I am
very picky.
I'm a snob when it comes to tap water. Nobody yet has been able to make the water like it tastes from our hometown. Yeah. And
which is funny, because when Karen and I lived in our hometown in Pueblo, she hated the water there.
Really?
Yeah.
And see, when I go home, that's one of the first things I do. I walk into my parents' house, give them a hug, you know, how's it going? And I go straight for the kitchen. And we've been doing this for years. And I don't know if it's just subconsciously, it's so ingrained in them to do it. I'm walking in, let me get some water. First thing one of them says, there's bottles in the fridge. I go straight for the tap water. And I just grab a big old drink of that tap water. It has a different flavor. Come up here and it tastes metallic-y.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, when I worked in that small town, I did notice that their teeth tended to be a little bit more shaded. Is that politically correct?
Yeah, they were colored. I meant their teeth.
Their teeth had a yellowish-brownish tint, okay. And it wasn't horrible. It wasn't atrocious. But then I started talking to the guy who ran the water plant, and he said that they don't – each city – kind of decides how much chemicals are going to go into
the
water.
They have a standard
system
they have to follow
from
the EPA and the FDA. But for the most part, it's up to the town on how strong they are.
How over and above that they go.
Yeah.
Well, and it'll show you about conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Depending on who was running the show, so for a long time, the town used the minimums, basically the recommended minimums. And when another guy came in, he decided that there was too much fluoride, so he backed off of the fluoride, increased the chlorine, and there's a couple other things that they put in it. And it was that way for about 25 years. This guy came in, and he upped the fluoride a little bit to the minimum where it needed to be. And if you look at some of the conspiracy theories about fluoride, there's a question as to whether or not it was the fluoride that was causing the discoloration of the teeth and as well. I mean, it was a fairly healthy town all in all.
That is really where I stand when it comes to the British people allegedly having worse teeth than anyone else. It's because of their water treatment.
Right.
You know, I really think that's what it is, because you talk about the rest of the UK and you don't have the same problems.
Right.
In Ireland and or Scotland.
No, there they don't drink water. They just drink beer.
Yeah,
just beer.
Whiskey, you know. That's true.
But also, having lived not too long ago in a
I got house, news for you. You're still living.
The house that had well water.
Oh, yeah.
The well water in Colorado pretty universally is very hard and has a lot of iron in it, which that'll...
I think Bear and I talked about a buddy of mine's house down south. You clean that orange out of the toilet or the sink,
right?
And within about 12 hours, it's back.
So who knows what that does to teeth. Yeah.
And that's another possibility.
Yeah.
Well, you say just as the British are kind of known for allegedly their crooked teeth, the Americans are known for being overweight.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the whole world would admit that. I mean,
according to my doctors and according to the experts, which is really kind of weird.
I like how you experts.
I'm overweight.
Right.
Which I would disagree.
I feel a little bit underweight.
Right.
Because if I get to a certain point, I just feel ick.
Well, the doctor's always telling me that I need to be, maybe I should, but they're saying that I should be 165. Can you imagine me that small?
I'm more than 165.
Right.
They didn't do.
Have you ever seen me that skinny?
I have, yes.
Not 165.
When he was 12.
Yeah, when you were like 14.
Oh, okay, fair. That was like the last time.
I just don't get how they come up. Well, look, the nutrition pyramid, scam.
Yeah.
Whole thing's a scam. Yeah. And I don't know if it's just because they're trying to help out their buddies in certain agriculture areas.
I think they've turned us sideways these days.
I don't understand it.
So you're now saying the food pyramid looks like a butt plug?
Whoa. Well, technically.
Full circle.
Can you imagine that going in the hard way? Imagine there's some people that could take it.
There's a few.
I ask myself some of the dumbest shit sometimes, and then I end up locked into it going, what? What happened?
What did I do?
What did I say that for?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, Karen, you went on a trip.
I did go on a trip.
On a magic rocket ship.
Woohoo. It is a good thing I am not a nervous flyer.
Oh, why, were you on a Boeing?
Well, both directions, yeah.
She got lucky. You should buy a Powerball.
But I think on the way there, let's see if I recall correctly. I sent Bear a message about it. We were delayed because they were doing maintenance on the plane.
That's one thing you want to hear when you're...
I always find it amusing when you know that I have had this flight scheduled.
Right?
For the last 6 months.
Well, yeah. Here's the other thing.
And today it's scheduled for maintenance?
Right. Like, we did not... I booked us non-peak flights.
Sure.
You know, to save money. So we were on the first flight of the day for that plane.
So it didn't get maintenance
right?
For that.
Like, how long has it been down and you're doing the maintenance right now?
Wow.
Right. Right.
Are you kidding me?
No, thank you.
So that flight was, and then when they finally got done with the maintenance, well, now we had to get in line between everybody else who left on time. So I think we were like an hour and a half delayed on that flight.
No.
And then on the way home, some of you may have seen my Facebook post. We were playing gate bingo. Airport gate bingo.
Gate bingo?
Yes.
So they had originally put them at this gate, and then they would transfer them to another, or move them to another
Our
gate.
Flight got changed to 5 different gates, I think, between the time we got there. And we got there pretty early. But like 2 hours prior until it took off, we had to move to like 4 to 5 different gates.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was done. My body said, no, you're done.
Okay. Now you have to bring the plane to me.
Should have just got one of them sky caps to get right? You wheeled over to the door, you know?
I'm like, what, huh? They don't have those so much in Chicago. So we flew into Chicago.
What? You would think that would be one of the ones they definitely have them for.
No.
Are they called sky caps? The people that'll pick you up in
the... No, sky caps are the people at the curb that will...
The people that'll come either in the carts or they'll bring you a wheelchair and push you around into it.
Listen, there was some wheelchairs available. This was my first time flying into Chicago. I did not know how different they are from what I've grown up knowing at DIA.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's an old airport, too.
Yeah.
It's an old airport.
They don't have people movers, so that...
Well, the
sucks.
Building's been there since...
Oh, it's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Like it's 60s, like 70s?
50s or 60s, yeah, something like that. O'Hare's been around a long time.
And it's got a big footprint. I have flown into Chicago O'Hare a couple of times where I had to transfer a flight.
Did you have to transfer terminals for that?
Oh, flight? Yeah. I had to go clear. It felt like I was walking into another city, and apparently you switch the zip codes in there somewhere, too. It was rough, and, you know,
and I'll bet
you're running the whole time.
Flew into Terminal 5 and had to go to Terminal 3, so you had to go all the way around. They don't go backwards on that train.
I have no idea. All I know is it was exhausting, and I have this, I don't want to call it a ritual, but it's a have to. When I fly into Chicago, I have to get a dog.
Yeah, okay.
You know, they're like, well, you can get one of those here. You can.
Yeah.
You can.
It's not the same.
It's not got the crispy snap. The peppers don't. They're not. The Vienna Franks are very specific. And look, you can get those here. You can buy them.
You can. It's still not the same, though.
They're not cooked the same. The peppers aren't the same.
Bread
the bread is 100% not the same. So I got to get a dog every time I get into Chicago, which is a problem when you've got to switch airlines and a terminal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's only like 2 or 3 of those in the entire place where you can grab a hot dog. It puts you pressed for time.
Everything else in there. You can buy a coach purse.
Right?
You can
twice I was running into the the jetway.
Yeah.
With my dog in my hand, barely making it.
I got to have this freaking dog.
So
Chicago dogs are amazing.
I didn't realize that each terminal had its own baggage claim.
as well as its own baggage.
Right. It's got its own.
Kind of like a marriage. Like
it's its own thing. It's got its own parking structure outside each terminal.
Why? Can you drive up to it?
You can. You can. If you know you're leaving out of Terminal 3, you can drive right up to Terminal 3 and get go across and get in. And if you come in and you got to go to another terminal, well, that's all the way around. You feel like you're at a ride at Disneyland because it went around the whole place.
And DIA, it's just one big tent.
Exactly.
And from there, you can park on either side of it, but it doesn't matter where you're walking.
Yep.
But at least at DIA, they have the shuttle.
The people mover.
Oh, well, that too, yeah. The escalators, the moving sidewalk.
Those are very nice.
They are very nice.
Especially when you just go ahead and walk on them.
Right.
So it feels like you're hauling ass, and you technically are.
And then there's that one time you're going a little fast when you step off.
Almost face plant on the wheel.
I've only seen it. I've never experienced it.
Well, and when we got there, as we were taking the train around over to the car rental area, I noticed out the side of the train, like there was an area.
Homeless people?
No, actually. First responders. Like a lot of them.
There was
probably 30 cars. And
so they were there for some kind of.
Not knowing what was going on, it looked like they were having a training drill kind of thing. You know, where, hey, we need to do a drill out at the airport and here's what we do and blah, blah, blah. You know, everyone shows up and you run your scenarios and whatever.
When we were kids, we got to be actors in a mass casualty event.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like was going on. And not knowing anything to the contrary, I'm like, wonder what's going on. And then as we're driving around, I'm noticing that there's traffic backed up everywhere.
Welcome to Chicago.
Well, like they're at a
especially around O'Hare.
Right? They're at a standstill. And this is early in the morning on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And didn't know. We went and got our car. We're like, is there any way to not be stuck in this traffic? And we realized that all the traffic was incoming. Everything outgoing was able to leave. So you're like, I don't know what's going on, but let's get the heck out of here because this is a nightmare. You could see and you could hear people complaining about having to park at Terminal 1 and they're going out of Terminal 5. Excuse me. And
Ribbit.
Missing their planes and you know, having to park off site and all kinds of stuff because they couldn't get to the airport.
Right.
Like, okay. We got in our car, started driving downtown. We were going to go do some sightseeing and stopped at a local diner to get some breakfast and saw the news. There was protesters going on and there was
were right around that let's shut everybody's life down and make it really inconvenient for them because our government's doing something we don't like, so we'll take it out on our citizens.
Makes sense, right?
Right,
perfect sense.
So let's shut down the airport
because this was the pro-Gaza thing, wasn't it?
I think so.
Wasn't that supposed to be nationwide and it turned out only a handful of
and it's funny because they're still going on.
The schools have now taken that.
That's mainly who does it. But in major cities like Chicago and L.A., they took to the blocking the airports for some reason.
Yeah.
And, same day that they did it in Chicago, full disclosure, I knew about this already because she sent me a text saying, oh, we're stuck here. And then she found out she could leave. But while she was telling me that, I kind of looked it up to see what was going on in Chicago. And it was happening in L.A. also. Mm. It was also happening somewhere back east. I just don't remember which one it was, but it was.
I think it was Newark.
I think it was. It was a coordinated thing.
Yeah.
Where they did it to these airports. Don't know why they picked airports. I don't get that.
Right.
I think government buildings would have been a better place. Just saying.
Yeah.
But
like the government.
This is one of those times in the midweek tug where I'm going to dip my toe in it for just a second. It's not because there's a bigger story to this. These protests, and not just Gaza, but I'm talking what we've experienced in this country over the last several years. It's really kind of odd that how coordinated they are. You know, they wanted to make people believe during the Floyd riots that these were spontaneous things that occurred.
So it looked like it, too.
But what they're finding is that the independent journalists who were reporting on these things at the time were walking out of the area where the mass problems were happening. Right. And they were getting blocks and blocks away. And what they, a lot of them noticed was there was an awful lot of charter buses parked throughout the area, you know, half a mile to a mile away from these instances.
From the city centers or wherever.
So you look at like these pro-Palestine things that are going on now where they're coordinated. You've got all these airports. Yeah. Why'd they choose airports? Now school kids are getting involved. How is that being the case? Well, if you get to looking on some of these obscure job sites, you can find, and they say very clearly, crisis actors, not crisis actors, I'm sorry, some type of acting, and they're going to pay you X number of dollars to go out for this many hours today and hold signs and take part. And there's people who have no idea what they're out there protesting. Now, I got to be honest with you. If I'm going to protest something, which is not in my nature, by the way, but if I'm going to, I want to make sure, A, I believe in it.
Right.
And B, I sure as hell don't want to be an idiot and have the news happen to pick my ugly mug and go, what are you protesting today? I don't know. They just gave me $150. I showed up.
Right. I got beer money.
Yeah. I mean, that's, to me, that's all it would turn out to be is, I'm just here for the cash.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Those are the ones that usually end up in jail because they had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
They did what they thought they were supposed to. They followed the leader. And then they'd end up in jail crying their eyes out because mommy and daddy's upset.
Well, if I went for this job, so I got paid $150 to be there for the day to hold the sign. I get there and it's, you know, I've already said how I feel about the whole Free Palestine and pro-Palestine stuff. I'm totally against it. That being said, I'm not a supporter of Israel either. But
it's their little problem. Yeah, fix it yourselves.
I just think we should stay the fuck out of it. But anyway, if I got there and I saw this, I would have went, you know, do I need the money that bad?
You're a better person than me because if I got the sign and went, oh, yeah, I don't want to be affiliated with
this. Right.
I'd go hang out somewhere a couple blocks away, and then they told us to meet back at the bus. Yeah. I'd head back to the bus at the same time and be like, that was so cool.
did you see when I did this?
I sat in the diner for 4 hours and got $150. Whatever.
I'm with you. I would do that, too.
That's a great plan. We should probably sign up for
that.
We
should think about doing that. We go with our own signs.
Yeah.
They hand us the signs they want us to hold.
Just have them say, fuck this guy. Doesn't matter what the protest is about.
Or just our show logo.
Oh, yeah, just the show logo. Oh, it's like those two clowns.
I think we should do that.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. It really isn't. Especially if we can get exposure and get paid, I'll take it.
Beer money, I'm telling you.
Remember when those guys, right after Elon took over Twitter at the time, those two guys came out and they were the first fired employees that the media got to talk to, and it turns out they were made up names and neither one of them worked. Can you dig that up to find out what that name is? I'm sorry, I just caught you in the middle of something.
Yeah.
But they were absolutely ridiculous names. The press held on to these guys for like 12 or 16 hours. Their story was everywhere.
Right.
My kids are not going to understand it. I mean, they just went with it.
Yeah.
Turns out they were just clowning around and.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember, but.
Do you remember the airplane crash there in San Francisco? SFI.
Oh, way back,
It was like a few years ago. It crashed right before landing.
Yes.
And the news there and the local news picked up the names.
The article. Oh, yes.
The fake names. That
they
everybody
were all Asian.
Everybody blamed the Howard Stern show for, but Howard Stern show never didn't have anything to do with it. Funny enough. Like the pilot's name was Huli Fook. Something Wong.
Something Wong was one of the they got him and they
ran with
this thing right on TV. Are you finding it?
Kind of a similar situation.
Two terminated Twitter employees after Elon buys company. I don't know.
It's kind of a similar story. That's why I brought it up.
I apologize if I sounded like Joe Rogan there and talked to you like you were Jamie. I didn't intend to do that. He'll tell Jamie to look something up
Talk down to him.
Like talk down to him, instructing him exactly what to look for. And I'm like, I'll bet you he knows what he's doing.
And he's pretty quick.
He's very quick.
Yeah. yeah, it's one of those things you might have to dig a little deep for, because it's been gone or been.
I can worst case we can look it up after.
Yeah, we can throw it up.
Throw it up there. They were great names though, and nobody picked up on them, including me.
Right,
not like right away. Anyway, I thought it was.
We used to play online poker, Tommy and I, and we'd make up names for our screen names.
Oh yeah,
like I was Hey Would You Blow Me. And he was like Phil Lacio or whatever.
Phil, what did I Phil? I didn't have the A. It was Phil Shio.
Phil, yeah. And it took a while for some people to catch on to what we were doing. But
party poker kicked me off of the site about 3 or 4 days. I had more than that. I had about a week or two.
Yeah,
I missed the days of playing online poker for money.
Yeah, I know.
I
used to do that a bit.
We used to, you know, not be able to sleep, go play a couple of, you know, tournaments.
Yeah.
It cost you $10, played your tournament. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, or you could play cash games.
Or you could play for hours off that $100.
Hours. It was a great time. And then, of course, the government wasn't getting their cut. Yeah. So instead of legalizing it and making it so, the lobbyists out of Vegas said, no, we don't want that to be available.
Yeah.
And what they could have done instead, the Vegas companies, has said, this is a great market for us to be in. We can produce our own poker rooms and we'll get a cut of this.
Well, the funny thing about that is they took that away, online gambling when it comes to poker or card games. They took that away. But almost all the states, I say almost because there's a few that aren't legal, have free where you can do sports betting.
Right.
And Colorado was one of the first ones to do it. It's like, What are you doing?
Yeah.
And now all the sports, you know, NBA, NFL, all of them have to make rules saying you can't do online sports betting.
And the weirdest part about that. Yeah. On your sport. Well, and I think there was a basketball player who's currently in the spotlight for that. Mm-hmm. The thing about this online gambling, especially with sports betting, Listen, you know some of these older folks and even some younger folks get themselves in way over their head in debt when it comes to blackjack and other forms of gambling.
It's easy to do.
But by and large, where is your most addictive form of gambling come from? Sports betting.
Yeah.
Sports betting.
So they make it the one thing that's legal.
They could have easily. I mean,
they've made a lot of money out of it.
Oh, yeah.
The states have.
So. They could have easily legalized poker rooms.
Prostitution. I'm just saying.
Prostitution. That's legal in Nevada. I found it here, actually. So
I think I found it as one. Raul Ligma.
So Raul Ligma and the other one, I'm trying to find
Daniel
it.
Johnson.
Johnson, yeah. So it was Ligma and Johnson.
That is funny.
And, well, the news was saying their individual names for a while, and I don't know if at one point it kind of clicked when they were like, Ligma and Johnson have decided they're not going to sue, and somebody went, what?
Ligma Johnson?
Ligma Johnson. It's funny because I typed it in and I could see in her face just about the time I read it that we were both found it at pretty close the same time.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because she was just going to go warm some
food up.
Then they
started using their first names.
Yeah.
Which they don't normally do.
Well, they believed that they were still, they got used in the stories. Some places didn't catch up for a couple of days.
I was going to say CNN was notoriously kept repeating their names over and over again.
Well, CNN is just nothing more than make asses of yourself.
Well, CNN is the biggest propaganda pushers out there.
When you've got,
I'm not saying that Fox is not good at it.
Well, yeah, no doubt. When you've got a guy who is a contributor to your station, who gets caught tugging himself on a Zoom meeting, and you just make him go off the air for a few months. And then you bring him back and act like nothing ever happened. I guarantee you right now, if you or I were on this show, now that we're on video and one of us was tugging our tubing, the likelihood of us being allowed back on the air.
I didn't bring a towel. Hold on.
Well, yeah, all we need is a sticker. You just put our face on it there. And if we're being honest, I always have one available. That just happened to be right there. Are you eating cheese curds in front of us?
So while I was there, my final destination wasn't actually Chicago.
Well, obviously you didn't succeed in the final destination because you're still here with us.
Yeah, we also watched that movie.
I was Wisconsin and I brought you back a treat.
Cheese curds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love cheese curds. The only way they're better is when they're deep fried with the gravy on them.
She actually brought home a Wisconsin batter to make deep fried cheese.
Not like a baby batter.
Not baby batter, no.
I have another flavor too, but you have to start with that one.
Oh, now we're into this.
It's a reaction video now.
The fresh Wisconsin cheese. This tastes like Malcor.
Malcor.
I don't know who Malcor. Let's see. Yeah, here we are. We're gonna.
I believe the date on it was made the day that I came back.
I don't want any.
We're gonna. Oh, I just dropped the cheese.
I'll pass it around.
There you go. Yeah, cheese curds. Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm gonna move my microphone
well,
away
Joe
from
Rogan
my mouth.
Does it. Why the fuck not?
Right.
Because.
Mm, yeah.
Oh my god.
So according to Wisconsiners,
Wisconsinites.
If the cheese doesn't squeak, it's not fresh.
Then this one's not super fresh. Then
no, it's about a week old. I have been home for a little bit.
People get weird with cheese. What's been out for too long? What do you think cheese is?
Yeah. Right. I'm like, doesn't that just make it?
It's been milk left laid out for a while.
Remember, Mom used to throw a fit every time it would grow a little bit of mold on it. She'd throw
cheese.
The whole fucking thing away. It's like, Mom, you know, you just can cut
the cheese. That's where the term probably came from. You cut the stinky stuff off.
Yeah, this one you're gonna love.
She took the label off on purpose.
Yeah, just
this looks like a pretzel.
Take a deep sniff.
It smells like a pretzel. I mean,
yeah, this is smoked.
This is amazing. I have to order more and get some more of it.
It looks and smells a little bit like a pretzel. Is it Swiss? Not Swiss. Cheddar or Gouda?
No, I think it's actually
mozzarella.
Mozzarella. Yeah.
It's string cheese.
Yeah.
Funny thing about Brits, they call it stringy cheese.
Which it could be.
Or cheese strings.
It's string cheese, fools. You're going to love this one, too. Yeah, I love this one.
Yeah. Mm. It's amazing. So even with my loss of smell, I can smell the smokiness and taste the smokiness.
I'm telling you right now, the smoke, it's not because of a suggestion. It's got a pretzel-y.
Yeah, no.
Flavor to it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That's why I didn't want to ruin what you
said. I
want
to try this.
That's why you had to start with the cheddar first.
Mix them.
Yeah. Tommy's done for the day.
That's so good.
It was amazing.
And they're not even sponsors.
Right, right.
Well, you had made a comment before she went on the trip. You better come back with some cheese curds.
Yeah. Right.
She went to a cheese castle.
I did. I went to the cheese castle. Like
cheese castle?
Yeah,
I got a picture of it and we'll post it. It's a castle.
Not made out of cheese.
Well, I was going to say,
no.
What stopped you from biting off one of the doorknobs
it's a
or something?
Castle.
No, it looks like a castle.
And it's like the tourist trap there for Wisconsin.
How long did you spend there?
Easily an hour.
Do they have free samples?
Yes.
Want to go on a road trip?
Yes.
Let's go.
So
and they had carrot cake ice cream.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I wasn't so sure about that.
I like carrot cake, which is odd. I didn't used to.
I'd try it.
I definitely would.
Wisconsinites have some weird shit though. So,
so full disclosure: as a kid, I grew up in Colorado, but I spent a year in Green Bay.
Yeah.
So that's where I was introduced to cheese curds. I'd never had them before. And introduced to a whole lot of that. And look, that's been years and years ago, but cheese curds are something you don't forget.
No.
Certain grocery stores and certain Stop and Robs here have local cheese curds and local cheese, and they're great.
They're really good.
You can go to the Kroger, King Supers, whatever you call it in your neighborhood, and in the dairy section, you can find Colorado cheese curd, and they're really good.
Yeah.
They're not
Wisconsin
good, and I'm telling you,
right?
It's amazing. Now, when I lived in New York, I lived in upstate New York, and when I say upstate, I don't mean east. I mean like mid. So I was about 80 miles north of Syracuse,
right.
Which is the Thousand Islands region. I'm not sure if that's where the dressing came from. I just know that's where it was, and I had rented a what used to be the main house. It turned out that once the owner passed on, and they passed the business on to the family as well, Mom lived there for a lot of years, and that was where the farm owner ended up growing up. And when Mom passed away, they started renting this beautiful house out right smack dab in the middle of the dairy farm. The smell was a
bit much.
Not a bit. It was weirdly and wildly present. And I got used to it. Well, at the time they had one of the son's name. Okay. He was 14. His name was Roy. And Roy and I would hang out. I think at the time I had just turned 21. And, you know, I'd go out on there because I was curious about how all this stuff works. And, like, they've got this machine that's just on the floor, and its whole job is just scoops up poop. And then they put it in these little containers, and they have a shooter. Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway. So
shit shooter.
Yeah. So Roy would oftentimes, he'd walk into the milking room where the milk came in from being brought out of the cows, and he would just dip the cup right in it, drink it right out of there, right?
Yeah.
Illegal as hell for anybody else to do, but because him and his family own the farm, they could do it there. Even if I had done it, technically it's a no-no.
Right.
I sat down at dinner one night with this family, and Dad, for dessert, was apple pie.
Okay.
What goes with apple pie?
Ice cream.
That's right, right? Nope.
Cheddar cheese.
Cheese curds.
Oh.
Or sharp cheddar cheese.
Yeah. Okay.
I still can't bring myself. And I love me an apple pie with ice cream on it, right? I can't.
I can
sort of see that because I have had apples and cheese before. It's just the addition of the sugar for the pie would throw me.
When you think about those charcuterie boards,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they're the fruit ones, and sometimes it's fruit and cheese. So you would think, okay, grapes and cheese are okay. You know, because wine and cheese.
I guess I've not thought about
it. But apples and cheese actually works. You do it on the charcuterie board. But then when you think about a pie, I know there's a lot of people who are like, ew.
Right?
No, I was one of those.
You take a nice thin slice of cheddar and you put it over your hot piece of apple pie and let it melt. Huh. And it actually tastes really good.
Hmm.
I
don't know if I could bring myself to it. Yeah.
The contrasting flavors, it works. I don't know why it works. It just works.
That would be like chocolate and wine. Kind of thing.
Okay.
They're so contrasting that they work.
Yeah, I would have never put those two in the same category.
No, at a good wine tasting, you've got pieces of chocolate to go with it.
Okay. Interesting.
With certain wines.
Well,
I
know wine and cheese is a thing.
Uh-huh. Wine and cheese and chocolate. They both change the flavor profile of each other.
You can flavor match a wine to a chocolate?
Absolutely.
Now we're getting to be a little too refined for my taste.
All right. Well, I got you one more. I got you a present. And Bear spoiled the surprise on one of these, but he didn't know about the other one. So here.
Oh, the sticker.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucked up.
That says beer. That doesn't say bear. My God. Now that's awesome. That's awesome. I don't know if these can be seen or not, but I'm a pretty big Top Gun fan by far. But this one, I think, here's Bears.
That was pretty cute.
This is the one that they want. I think is probably going to be best.
There we go. Got to do the
thing. See that we got all kinds of technical stuff that we have to do.
Yeah, we're learning as we go.
She's trying to figure out which lens from the three is going to make this thing work.
Do you think right there would work on my microphone?
Yeah, I think I'm going to figure out a way to put that. Yep. Hold on, let me overthink this. I have a problem. Like, where should I put this? This is going to take me an hour, okay?
Maybe it goes on your bullet cage there.
We talked about what we might put those on.
Okay.
Like editing the shows, I held myself up for probably the first 2 or 3 hours, and it took me that long because purposefully I was learning it. I was just trying to see what this button does, what that button does, how they combine, how they go together, if they do or not. Had I overthunk
before you go any further, I'm sorry.
No,
that's right. When we were doing when we first started doing the audio podcast,
mm-hmm.
And you would send me home with the thumb drive, and I take it and I put it into my computer and I'd run Odyssey, which is a program where you can edit the sound.
first couple of times I was just playing with
it. Yeah, just playing with
it. Yeah, just learning what it did and where I could go. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably a similar situation.
Very, very similar. So that was I did with the first video that we recorded. And there were some things that went on with that first video that I, because we had talked, let's just put that one up and go with it. And the more I looked at it, the more I realized, I'm like, the lighting doesn't exist. The shot framing was awful. And then I had this other problem.
As you can
problem.
See, we're getting better.
Yeah, we're trying. The biggest problem that I had with it, besides the quality of how it looked, it really looked kind of grainy and old school. But I had this microphone problem where my microphone was like this. And I had it posted like that.
Where it blocked.
And I couldn't
all
see
his face.
And listen, I'm not an egomaniac by any stretch.
Well, the part that when I watched the video and with the microphone blocking your face was like, you know, Tommy, fuck sakes, I spent all this money on these fucking arms.
Right. I just messed my mic up. It's going to take me forever to fix it again.
With you doing it that way, you can just have a still shot. Nobody would even know
exactly.
If you were talking or not.
Well, and that's why we had
to
move
it. We made a joke
it.
I told you about what we were going to do.
Oh, yeah. Just going to sit here the whole time.
Not say a word. Just sit here staring at the camera. And have
and
the audio.
Put audio track over top of it, right?
Now, here's the best part about this. It is just now the end of April.
I know.
By this time next year, hopefully most people won't remember it.
That we said that?
And I think what we'll do is for about the first 5 or 10 minutes of the show, it will literally be just Bear and I.
Microphone in front of your face.
So one of our biggest comedic, one of my biggest comedic heroes is Andy Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something he would have done.
Yeah.
And sat there just
yeah. sat there the whole freaking hour and a half. Just
now you'll have the audio because we'll record an audio track.
Yeah.
But we aren't going to move our lips. We're just going to sit here and stare. I just think that'd be a great,
it would be
great April Fool's prank.
It would be. Hopefully nobody's paying attention.
Pulling something like that.
Like your wife, who spot checks us every once in a while.
I don't think she'll spot check the video.
Okay.
I just don't think. She's very, very particular about what she watches.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. No, she's not. She's very particular about, like,
she's not
social
very
media
particular
watching.
About making you watch something.
That's correct. That is absolutely
I learned that
correct.
Lesson.
Oh, we have watched
Lyle Crocodile. What the?
I'm trying to remember this one that we watched just a few weeks ago that I couldn't say anything.
Yeah? Was it bad?
It was one of those where she knew and me saying something would have done absolutely no good.
Yeah.
Like she had already beat herself up enough. I just kind of looked and she goes, I know.
Then can we stop it?
No, because it was almost over and it was like.
So the other day I sat home with Karen and I put it on something I wanted to watch. It was a series or something that I was making her watch, or I was watching something. I was finishing off one of my some of my episodes that I had saved of a show I like. I fell asleep. I woke
up after the first 10 minutes of the first episode.
No, you're full of shit. It was like 2-3 episodes in. Anyway, I fell asleep, so I have to go back and watch those episodes. But I woke up to this TV show. It was like, what the hell are you making me watch? She's like, I don't know. It came on after your show.
It's bad when you fall asleep watching something and when you wake up watching something different.
Totally different.
You've totally kind of dreamed part of it.
You're right.
And it's likely what woke you up to begin with. And you're like, wow, that wasn't necessary.
I think we were 2 episodes into that when he woke up. And it was something completely out of our wheelhouse. It is not even in the
neighborhood. She fucked up my algorithm.
I didn't do it. I had no control. It just came after yours was done.
That's what my complaint is why didn't you get up, grab the remote, and change it to something else?
My wife, especially when she was going through the heavy chemo treatments early on, she would put on one of her ungodly, horrible series.
Yeah.
That she usually doesn't watch. When I'm home, she'll watch it, you know, because I will make comments.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're being a lot more tender and a lot more sensitive about what you do when they're in the situation. And she turned it on and she's like, do you mind? I was like, no, absolutely not. You know, we'll go with it.
Yeah. Whatever you want, babe.
About the same like you. About 10 minutes in, boy, I look over and she is sawing logs. And I'm like, well, I wasn't really paying attention to it anyway.
That was kind of my thing. I was working on my computer.
I'll go do my things and whatever. Well, she slept good. Like 3.5-4 hours good. And she woke up and she's like, how long have I been out? I said, it's been about 3 hours or so. Why didn't you change it? Well, because I knew if I did,
and
you'd wake up.
And you'd be pissed.
I didn't want to wait. So you just sat there through that? No, I had my earbuds in. I just, you know, I had to go up and get them. I put my earbuds in and we were good after that.
So do you watch a lot of superhero movies?
I don't. Not like I used to, no.
No?
I
found a top 10. I wonder if you would be willing to partake in...
I'll give it a shot. Here.
So it's the top 10 superhero movie actors.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going from 10...
Is it actors or characters?
Characters, actors,
okay,
same thing.
Okay, it's interchangeable.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, for example, number 10, I'm going to go backwards.
Okay.
Number 10 is Blade. Wesley Snipes playing Blade.
Okay.
So they're saying, you know, he played a half in the movie he played a half human, half robot,
half cyborg.
Vampire.
That's right.
Human, half vampire, and he was a vampire hunter.
So before you get there, should the number one be Christopher Reeve, Superman?
Actually,
why are you trying to ruin my top 10?
I'm just putting it out there to see if I'm right.
No, you're not right.
That's okay. A typical woman, like completely cutting it completely off at the pass. To hell with the whole list. To hell with your game. I need to know if I'm right. Is number one going to be this?
So she doesn't really care now.
Obviously.
So number nine is Black Widow. Scarlett Johansson playing Black Widow in the Black Widow series. It's not a movie. It's a series. All so right. That's kind of where I kind of lose credibility with this.
Nah.
And by the way, this list is comes from... the website Collider, something like that. They do all superhero stuff, and they have their own opinions on
right.
it. So this is more their opinion than mine. That's why I brought it up, because I was wanting to see what everybody else's opinion are on these. But anyway, so she is number nine for Scarlett Johansson is for Black Widow. And that came out in 21. It's on Disney Channel if you want to watch it. It's all right. It's pretty good. So this is the one I have big issues with. Michael Keaton as Batman as number eight.
I have seen two or three of the Batmans.
There's a different Batman?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my opinion, Michael Keaton was the best overall.
I think Christian Bale is a close second to Michael Keaton. I think Michael Keaton is the best Batman that has been out there so far.
Really?
And Christian Bale... Okay. He did a different Batman.
It was a darker Batman, but if you sat them on the table in front of you, it literally would be apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Yes, they were the same character, but they were very different approaches to the character, and right. both of them worked extremely well.
The Christian Bale one was the dark Batman, the evil, not the evil side, but the more darker side of what Batman actually did, the vigilante side. The Michael Keaton was the more comic booky,
right?
You know,
right.
And I liked Michael Keaton. I thought he was the everybody else that played Batman in those Tim Burton movies sucked, except for Michael Keaton.
I did not
care for George Clooney. Didn't care for Val Kilmer.
I forgot George Clooney was.
Yeah, well, he had the nipples.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean, we all have nipples.
Well. His bat suit should not have had nipples.
Very true. Do you know why men have nipples?
Just so we look similar?
I don't know why that question is always just kind of like, what's...
You're right. We really don't need them.
Nipples have a very specific purpose that men cannot achieve.
That would make it easier to tell what a woman is.
not according to some of those guys, because of some of those...
Well, I mean...
Excuse me. Male, late, trans women.
What I mean is... Were you born with nipples? Okay, you're a woman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's because a lot of these, not a lot, there have been documented cases of trans women who are taking these experimental concoctions to try and make it so they can breastfeed. And the thing that blows my mind is there's doctors playing along with this, allowing this
men
to be...
can actually lack
yeah,
it.
It's gross. Anyway,
get out of here.
I found out that there's a reason that men have nipples.
Okay.
In the womb. Mm-hmm. Everybody starts out as a female in the initial production phases.
Okay.
Sex isn't physically starting to be determined until about the sixth or seventh week.
Okay.
But apparently nipples are one of the things that kind of pops out there just in case.
Oh, okay. It makes sense.
Okay.
Worthless, useless trivia that I probably
totally
nobody needs
derailed
to
derailed my top 10
Sorry
list.
About that. Well, you brought up George Clooney and nipples. I thought it was funny.
Oh, well, the bat suit had nipples. Yeah. So the next one is Elizabeth Olsen. She plays the Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet. See, and I only ever saw the previews of that.
Oh, and this is based off of the Doctor Strange 2, the Multiverse of Madness movie. But then they did the Scarlet Witch WandaVision is what they did. I don't agree with this one. I think she could have been number 10. I like the character, but at the same time, I don't think she's the best character.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking her acting. I just don't think it's the best character out of all the superheroes. So anyway, moving to number 6 is, my opinion, should be a lot higher, is Logan, Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine. So
I gotta tell you,
I think it would have been higher up in the list in my list.
Hugh Jackman will take any role you hand to him, and he will somehow surprise the hell out of you.
Yeah, he's a great actor,
and he did well. This is one of the ones that I watched it kind of just out there in the middle, like no experience in the universe of superheroes, and I thought that was a good flick.
For those of you who don't know, my oldest brother is a huge comic book freak. And I remember when they announced that they were making X-Men movies, we used to sit there for hours debating on who was going to play Logan, who's going to play Wolverine. And when they announced Hugh Jackman was playing Wolverine, we both looked at each other and were like, who the f*** is that? What? Why are they getting a no name? And now, there was nobody else could play Wolverine.
Oh, no.
So I'm happy with that one, although it would have been higher up on my list. I'm sorry. It would have been higher up on my list. And this one is right behind that one. I like the character and the actor. So the character is Professor X. The actor being
Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, that guy. Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
If there was ever a role written specifically for a person, it had to be that one.
You would think so. You would, because he played it so perfectly, going from the comic books to the cartoons to now him playing Professor X. It transitions nicely, and it doesn't happen very often that you find an actor that fits the perfect mold. And I think Logan, Hugh Jackman, and Professor X are both of those guys. Or nobody else could be those guys, even though they've tried with the newer guys. So the next one is Queen Ramunda from Black Panther.
Haven't seen it.
I don't agree with this
one. But there's a horrible joke just screaming around in my head right now.
So she plays Black Panther's mom in the original first Black Panther movie. She's the queen of Wakanda. Excuse me. I don't know. I love Angela Bassett as an actor.
Very good.
I think she's a great actress. She's done some amazing parts. She's won Academy Awards. She's on one of my favorite shows. Well, it used to be my favorite show before they went woke. It was 911. She was one of the cops, and she plays it perfectly, in my opinion. But I don't like that one on this list, per se. I think that one could have just not been on the list at all. So at number three. Number three.
Not number one, Karen.
Number three is Christopher Reeve as Superman.
Okay.
That's a little disappointing. I'm with you. I think it should have been up in the top two.
I agree, only because Superman's so iconic.
Right.
Right.
And he's the best Superman so far.
And if you look at the
way he played it.
Well, the curse of Superman in general. Mm-hmm. If you go back and start to look, since its inception, the actors who tend to play Superman haven't fared well in the long run.
Yeah, the first guy to play Superman in the 50s or 60s, whatever it was, he committed suicide, didn't he?
The first three, I believe, did.
Oh, yeah.
So you had...
And those were in TV shows, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Like,
so you had...
Like, Christopher Reeve was the first movie.
Movie,
Kirk something was the very first Superman. he committed suicide. Then you had, I can't remember the second guy's name, but the third one, and the only reason I remember the third is it was George Reeves. Mm-hmm. But the first several committed suicide. A couple of them had just bad luck, bad health, whatever. And then obviously we know what happened with Christopher Reeves. Yeah. And so far,
unfortunate accident got him.
Yeah, and
he lived for a while after
Accident. Quite a while after.
But he was especially the first Superman movie with him was really good, you know. And then they kind of fell apart, you know.
Like all second movies do.
Two wasn't bad, you know.
Christopher Reeves he kind of embodied both the macho badassery of Superman.
He was one of the few characters where his alter ego and the superhero, he was able to embrace both of those.
And he could make them both very distinct.
Yeah.
And he did it well.
All he had to do was pull down that curly cue on his hair and then he super.
And the glasses.
Yeah, take those off.
And he could have played in Revenge of the Nerds.
He could have. You may have.
But then when you took the glasses off, he was just
A
badass.
Yeah. He had done some other movies that I really liked him in. I can't think of them right now, but other than Superman, he had done some other movies that were really good. But number two.
I'm curious now because I thought Superman would have been number
two. You would think
two.
It would have been number two.
We knew it wasn't number one.
No.
And so I was curious.
Right.
I knew it was going to be.
Yeah.
I figured two would be.
So
it.
This one, I think it's pity. I'm just going to say that. This is out of pity. It's Chadwick Boseman playing Black Panther.
Who? Is that the guy who just died of cancer?
Yeah.
You think that's why they gave it to him?
I do.
You think he went in for the audition, and I'm not saying that flat out.
No, I think they're giving him this on the list.
Oh, on the list.
Because of the cancer.
Well, wasn't he was either just completing his treatments or just starting them?
When he first got filming? Black Panther, he had gotten the diagnosis when they went to film the Avengers. I'm sorry, when he got the Avengers, because that's where he showed up the first time, was Civil War, where the Black Panther character showed up in the movies. He was diagnosed. Then he shot the Black Panther while he was beginning treatments.
Mm.
And then when they were doing Endgame and a few others, he was getting worse and worse. And before they could get to Wakanda Forever, he died.
Oh, wow.
So they changed the whole movie, you know, Wakanda Forever, because he had passed. So.
To Wakanda to 1957.
Yeah, just from this window here. Right. Yeah. So the number one, I bet you could probably figure this out. The best.
It's got to be Wonder Woman.
The best actor, character, superhero.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Okay, I do have to agree with that one.
They say he's the best.
Yeah.
Person for the job.
I do have to agree with that one.
I would say it's a tie.
I had forgotten about Robert Jr.
Yeah, Robert Downey.
I'm with you that it was Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. If they ever put somebody else in that role.
I don't think they can.
It won't work.
Same with Iron Man. I don't think anyone could play Iron Man.
I agree. But see,
nobody can play Logan.
Not to get political, but you've got them coming out with these newer movies or attempting to or trying to, fund them and get them out where they're trying Captain America. He's got to be a black guy now, which, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But he never started out as a black guy.
Yeah, you're rewriting
history. So you're rewriting the whole script. And it now look, the fact that they kill off Captain America. And then his friend comes in and resurrects him. Okay, I get that, but that's not ever where the comics were going with it.
Right.
And so, this is part of the problem with Hollywood.
Well, yeah.
Is it's always trying to cater to...
And Hollywood can't come up with the original idea.
I was just thinking...
Rewrite shit, so...
Everything that we're seeing in the last... since COVID.
Yeah.
Well, almost everything has been some type.
That's why I pushed to go see Civil War because it was.
Hadn't been done yet.
Yeah, this isn't a remake of something else.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You know,
while it was a war movie, that war portion of the movie wasn't the focal.
Yeah, we were disappointed that it wasn't more war, to be honest with you.
I was expecting it to be
more fighting.
The factions,
Yeah, I did. I wanted more fighting.
I wanted to see what the, the war itself was kind of the understory.
Yeah, it was.
I wanted to see what drew them to this point. How did they get to this point? And what, you know, who was making this call and how they were going to do this to who was going to win. Nope. All we got to see is some amazing action scenes.
We did.
Absolutely stunning.
And the visual, the cinematography was awesome.
And the special effects.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You got to see the spatter. It was great.
It was graphic, but it wasn't overly graphic.
I will tell you this. It didn't make me feel any less nasty towards journalists, though.
No. No, it didn't. Because the ending, wait, not to spoil or anything. But
Spoiler alert. We'll give you a second to turn it down.
Well, the ending isn't. It is what you expect a reporter to do, in my opinion.
Exactly what you would expect a reporter to do. This is why the press has got such a bad rap.
Yeah.
I recall when I was living in New York, I worked part-time at a TV station doing production and news shoots and stuff. And one weekend I had come into work for the news. We stood in the studio and operated a camera, and there was a pretty big boat accident in one of the areas up there. And so I went out and got footage. It's called B-roll, and you're just kind of getting footage of the overall, the first responders, body people looking on the water.
The crime scene tape and stuff like that, yeah.
So I got them that B-roll, and then the next day, I believe it was Monday or Sunday, I don't recall, I needed to go back out there and kind of just get some follow-up B-roll. Well, sure as hell, when that happened, now mind you, cell phones were just a new thing back then. You would spend $35 a month, you got a free phone, and you got 60 minutes to use. Anything over that 60 minutes was going to cost you 25 cents a minute. I just told on my age.
Yes, you did.
But I called them up and said, look, they're coming in. Sounds like they found two or three of the kids. Get me some good footage.
Oh, yeah.
So I got where I felt was good and tasteful as the boat was pulling in, and my phone rings, and it's Rob. I can't remember his last name, but his first name was Rob. He was the news director. He said, I want hard emotion. I want faces up close. I want this. I want this. I said, what? No. He said, where are you set up at? And I explained it to him. I was about, I don't know, 50 yards or so from where this was all happening. He said, I want you as close as they get. You will know you're close enough when they tell you to get back. I said, I'm not going that far. And I'm sure as hell not sticking that camera in their face when this lady just confirmed that her children are being pulled out of the... No, I'm not doing it. And ever since then, I just... Yeah. This disdain that I have, and it's not all of them. I get that. It's just too much.
Well, the great thing about the movie also was that it was an original idea.
Yes.
It wasn't a remake of an old hash of something that had been done. Not to knock Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. That was a pretty good movie. It was decent. The wife and I went and watched it. It was, you know, but it was definitely a remake or a sequel, however you want to look at it.
I would call it a sequel. It had a different storyline. They weren't trying to
get the Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Well, they showed up, the little guys.
They did bring them in.
Well, that's because they're iconic. Right. And then you got Blob, of course.
Yeah, Slimer was in it.
Yeah. I think when you look at Hollywood today and what we've turned, what it has turned itself into is no original thinking, no original ideas. And even though certain minorities are only a fraction of percentage, you know, in some cases 2%, some cases 6%, even though they're a small, small faction, everything in the movie has to be focused on that. So it's got to be gay.
Definitely not equal representation. Yeah,
they have to be gay, multiracial, and homeless, and unemployed, all of these things mixed into it.
I'm disappointed in Hollywood because they just released, it's been out for a little while now, a remake of one of my favorite movies of all time, which is Roadhouse.
I was just thinking about that.
And I watched a snippet of it, and I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I think he's a great dude.
Mm-hmm.
But what the fuck? You know, why remake that movie? That movie was so iconic. Patrick Swayze was amazing in that. Sam Elliott was amazing. The whole movie was pretty good. And then on top of that, one of my favorite TV shows when I was a kid, and trust me, I knew it was fake and it was bullshit. They're making Fall Guy. the Fall Guy a movie. Yeah.
You know,
the guy who plays Ken from the Barbie movie is playing the Fall Guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm disappointed in you.
I have another one to disappoint you. Footloose.
Yeah, when they remade that. Was, yeah, that was bullshit.
I have not watched it, and I refuse.
I'm waiting for the remake of Back to the Future.
They're not remaking it. They're making another sequel.
Figures. That's just going to be bad, as bad. I'm waiting for a remake of St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, no, you better not.
I'm waiting for the remake of The Breakfast Club, which I know will never happen because that would involve disciplining children in school. So we know that's out.
Good point.
But, you know, there's,
how would they play that?
Yeah, they wouldn't. It just blows my mind that Hollywood is supposed to be full of these talented writers, and most of them, I'm sure, are.
Right.
But instead of expanding their minds and expanding their bases,
they regurgitate some bullshit.
They just throw some shit on the table and go, all right, we'll take all five of these movies and we'll make our own and just take pieces from each of it. So we're just rehashing.
Yeah, well,
they're taking recycling a little too far.
Well, and here's the one that I just heard a rumor about that they're planning on trying to remake or reboot, however you want to call it, Goonies.
Yes.
I put my foot down.
Right?
No. Unless, of course, they get Axl Rose to play the old lady. If you can get Axl Rose to play the old lady, I'll buy in just for that piece of it.
So, upcoming movies in 2024, they're doing another Transformers. Okay, because that's
has been played out.
Wait a minute. Unless they get Dylan Mulvaney to star in it.
There's another Bad Boys coming.
Yes, I saw.
I saw the preview for that.
I was not happy.
Let's see. Despicable
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
The funnier part about that is, what the hell? Is he got a thyroid problem or something? How did he put on so much weight?
You mean Martin Lawrence?
Yes.
Yeah, that motherfucker got...
Yeah.
Fat.
Yeah.
Fat.
I was playing for the camera.
Oh, good job.
Somehow they're re-releasing suspense. Shrek 2.
Re-releasing it?
And The Crow?
So the only
they're
good thing...
They're redoing The Crow? Get the fuck out of here. That was a great movie.
The only good thing about Shrek 2... was the innuendos that were in it when they were getting arrested.
I heard they were trying to do Shrek 2 as a live action, is what I heard they were going to do. Yeah, they were going to paint somebody up and...
It better be Mike Myers.
Right?
Or at least a Scottish actor.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
There's a new Deadpool coming out.
Yes.
Yeah, I did see that, but I haven't seen much in the trailer since. It's like...
Not yet.
We saw the trailer in Civil War.
Disney threw a fit. Of the Deadpool trailer that was released because it's Deadpool and Disney now owns in that.
Right.
So Deadpool's dead.
It will be after this one.
Why, if with all of the companies that can't do their mergers and whatever because they're creating monopoly, how come Disney's allowed to take over the world?
Yeah. Disney just bought something else out that I do.
I have a prop. Well, not a prop. It's a graphic that shows... certain like food companies and just like food companies or just like media outlets,
right?
All the food companies, all the media outlets, they're all owned by six or seven major corporations.
Yes,
we have all these antitrust laws, but they're going to let these guys do
the way that they get themselves around it is these umbrella companies.
Yeah.
So this corporation, while it owns a majority of the media companies, They're underneath that major corporation enough that allegedly, I'm guessing, it just means they're good. You know, if you look at, like, for instance, this TikTok ban, even if...
Sorry, let's I went just, political on us. I apologize.
It's not that. It's not political. It's economics.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you look at this TikTok ban, even if, let's say TikTok said, you know what, we will go ahead and sell. We're going to let you keep the algorithm and everything. Because right now they're saying if we sell, the algorithm is not part of the package and we're keeping that. That being off the table, and let's just say they said, okay, we'll do it. These types of sales, look how long it took Elon to fully purchase Twitter.
Yeah.
And that got pushed through quickly. That still took almost 11 months.
Yeah.
If that type of an acquisition and that type of merge would happen, it would take probably years.
Right.
years because of the money that's worth.
Right. That's how
and,
Disney
and social media.
That's how Disney got away with this MCU, buying Marvel, and they're buying all these other, you know, Star Wars. They bought all these things. How they did that is they kept them in their own entity. Disney owns them. They're the big umbrella. And but then you look at Disney Plus,
right?
You see Star Wars, you'll see MCU, you'll see all how they have separated them out. So they're technically they're their own company. So,
but you're
how,
right.
That's it, how they get away with not being a monopoly.
You got six or eight giant companies that own Hollywood.
Yeah,
they own Hollywood.
Now, the biggest studio out there right now is Disney.
Yeah, which oddly enough also owns ABC.
Yeah,
yeah.
ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Hulu. Yeah. All of these little, I guess, you know, back in our grandparents' day, the goal back then, besides your family and your career, was to start a successful business that you could then hand down to your you know, family, and it would stay in the family for generations. Now what you have in today's kids, I say kids, but in today's, you know, world, the goal is to start a company that is successful enough that it can go public and could be sold for millions or billions of dollars.
Right.
That's how Elon Musk made his initial money. I think it was him and Peter Thiel, if I'm not mistaken, created PayPal out of nothing, basically, and turned around and sold it for a couple billion dollars.
Yeah.
And that's how most of these...
Well, and that's how he's done that with a lot of his businesses.
That's how a lot of the most of these tech people, they come up with this idea, they get it going to a good spot, and it's just competitive enough, then they turn around and sell it. When Vine came out, it was wildly popular. Twitter didn't like it because Vine was competing with Twitter's rival, which was Periscope. So what did Twitter do? They bought it and pulled the plug on it.
Yeah. Well, and that's what fear is that one of the bigger guys here in the States, Meta and or Alphabet, are going to buy TikTok and just make it disappear.
Right.
And to be honest, I don't care if TikTok goes or if it stays. We get a lot of our content from TikTok. I'm not going to lie to y'all, but
there's plenty other places.
Yeah, we can get it from somewhere else. So I don't my fear is the First Amendment encroachment. It's just too much of a slippery slope.
Yeah,
and that's about enough of politics on this show.
I was just looking at it from the economic standpoint of, you know, it all these mergers and acquisitions. We had a grocery store a few months ago going through this big thing, and the government said nope, not going to allow you to buy it.
Kroger was trying to buy Albertsons.
Well, and the interesting thing is Albertsons bought Safeway about a decade or so ago.
I thought it was the way around. I thought Safeway bought Albertsons.
Either way, they are now
the same company.
They kept the Albertsons name and they kept the Safeway name. Right. And then Kroger came in and said, hey, guys, well, if Kroger would have done that, it would have been the driving force in the West for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially on a bigger scale, it could have moved out further, which definitely would have made it so non-competitive in our state especially.
Yeah.
So maybe the companies are getting away with their acquisitions that they're doing because it's not quite a direct, like it's not another movie studio per se, it's another entertainment. For instance, like PepsiCo, they own
a lot.
Yes, their drink beverage company, but then they own the snack company and then they own some fast foods, where it's not all like if they tried to buy Coca-Cola or if they tried to buy 7-Up, those wouldn't be allowed because it's all a direct competition.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's the difference.
That's possible.
I don't know. But they still are taking over the world.
I'm not a smart man, Karen.
And that's why we're here. We're just bringing shit up and debating it.
I don't even play one on the podcast.
We never claim that.
Speaking of podcasts, if you like what we're doing and you really want to help us out and to continue to watch this growth spurt that we're about to, well, we have embarked on.
Yeah.
Head over to patron.podbean.com/unrestrained. Become a member and you'll get access to some members only content.
I would say lock yourself in now.
Yeah.
Don't know how much longer we're going to be there.
And we're not sure if we know we're going to be moving to Rumble. Well, we are on Rumble now.
Yes.
And we are going to probably make a bigger commitment towards monetizing and having some members only content from Rumble, which includes not just the audio, but it also includes the video.
Yeah.
And so ideally, if you lock in now, I think there's probably a way, and we're still working through this, so I don't want to put a guarantee to this,
yeah.
but what we are working towards is to keep the same type of membership structure that we currently have with Podbean. We will transfer that over, if it's possible, to Rumble, so you'll still have all that access, and you'll have access to a lot more.
Yeah.
If we are able to do that, we'll let you know right up front. If we're able to, and I want to be clear, anybody who is subscribed at the $2.50 mark, we're going to leave you at the $2.50 mark.
That's what I meant by locking it in.
So if you want to get into the Rumble side of it, and again, we're still working through it. We're not sure all the details, but if we can keep our pricing the same, you lock in at a $2.50, you'll stay at a $2.50. And that's our hope. We'll let you know more details as it comes. That's probably, you know, a little ways out, but we're just warning you that it's coming, that eventually our members-only platform will move to Rumble. And so we just want to keep everybody prepared for that. So patron.podbean.com/unrestraints. Also, if you like knives and you like quality knives made in America, head over to ravencresttactical.com. They've got a wide variety and a wide array of types of knives that you can purchase. They've even got a build your own knife.
Yeah.
You can choose all the details, the blade style, the handle style, even down to the window punch. You can customize the entire thing. And when you do, when you're on your checkout page, under the promo codes, enter TUGS, T-U-G-S, TUGS, and you'll get a special extra discount for that. And Bear was just telling us they had this special of a buy one, get one free.
It is if you spend $200.
Sure.
You spend the $200, you get a free knife. And it's one of the – I have the knife. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. So you're getting a buy one, get one, basically. You know, yeah, you got to spend $200, but you get a free knife.
Still a great deal and, you know, 100% guaranteed for life.
Yeah.
If anything messes up at all, they'll fix it. They'll replace it, whatever they need to
do. They're the Craftsman tools of knives.
Very much so. Very much so.
Lifetime guarantee.
So make sure to head over to RavencrestTactical.com, promo code TUGS, and you'll receive an extra discount on top of that. I think I hit everything, didn't
I? Yes, you did.
I hit it all, and I didn't stumble too much, I don't think.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's no music playing. Well.
Until now.
Yeah, until just now. What did we do wrong here? Tommy broke something. Let's see if this one works.
There's a button.
Well, I don't know what caused that to happen.
Oh, well, that was fun. Welcome on to the show.
Welcome to this big old ball of fuck. Oh, wait, no, we're ending. This is why we're unrefined.
Yes.
We're still learning.
We still fuck up.
Oh, I think even when we were perfect, when we get to perfect, we'll still fuck it up. Of course, I think that'll be our perfection. Is
ever such a thing as perfect?
I agree. Friday show's coming up. That should be a lot of fun. We're going to be far more up to date, hopefully. That's our goal anyway.
We try.
Yeah, we do our best. It's been a wild midweek tug. We talked about a lot of things, had a good time. Leave us the comment, press the like button, subscribe to our channel, share the show with your friends. That's how the algorithm knows we exist and that people would actually want to participate.
Do the things.
In the fuckery that we produce.
Yes.
And we're glad that you've made the choice to enjoy some fuckery time with us. Until next time, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And we are the Unrefined Guys. Don't forget, clean up your messes. Mess,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't be a dickhead.
Got so much I need to cover.